Welcome back to Ask the Water Polo Goalie. It's been a while, so I'll reintroduce myself. I'm Glenn Bush. I'm an assistant coach and the goalie coach for the UCSD Men's Water Polo Program. And this podcast is designed to be me answering your questions or the common questions I've received over the years about how to be a goalie, just a position in general, and also about water polo. If you have a question, there is a link to leave me an audio message if you want to hear yourself on this podcast. And there's also a link to email me if you just want to do your question in writing. I've been gone for a while. I had a lot going on when I started this podcast, and in hindsight, it wasn't the best time to do it. But the podcast and the idea of it never really left my mind. I always wanted to bring it back, and I think I can now in a more consistent manner. I'm not sure what that consistency will look like, but I'll figure it out here going along and try to have something for you on a regular basis. And part of the impetus was I recently received a question, an email question, and this looked as good a time as any to start doing the podcast again. The question comes from Harper. I want to become stronger in my legs, especially in my egg beater, but I find it hard to get pool time, especially on my own. What are some workouts on land, or what should my workouts focus on to build strength in the water? Thank you, Harper, for the question, and get me back on this podcast. So let's talk about pool time. Yeah, that is one of the hardest aspects about our sport. We need a pool to play in, and it's hard to get a pickup game or to just have teammates shoot on you like you can do with, say, like soccer or basketball. But my best advice here is to just grab a lane at your local community pool or wherever you can do leg workouts like you're just a lap swimmer. It's going to be really boring, but it's necessary. What I did in high school, and I realize I'm really lucky here, but I would do a leg workout while the JV swim team swam. The JV swim coach was also a water polo coach, so it was real easy for me to ask him. And I would ask him if there was just any space, no matter how small, where I could just do some egg beater with some weight. And he would sometimes just give me a whole lane because he doesn't have that much swimmers for that space. And also, the girls' water polo season, it's not the same time frame as the boys in Southern California. So again, the head coach of the girls' team, he would allow me to work out while they practiced. Now, the trade-off was I would bring the girl goalies into my workout and, I'll air quote this, coach them to the best of my abilities at that time. It's a beg, borrow, or steal type of mentality just to get pool time to really work on your leg strength. So get creative, see where you can grab some space in the water to really work on that leg strength because you need that. You really need to get that exercise in the water. Now, regardless if you can get pool time or not, dry land workouts are a great complement to pool workouts. And obviously, they're easier to find space to do them. The first category I'm always going to recommend is hand-eye coordination drills. I'll put a link in the show description to a couple of videos on YouTube that I've pulled inspiration from, and you can do a lot of those drills just directly. And the amount of drills that you can do opens up if you can get a buddy to work out with you, which I think could be pretty easy. And I'll put a link in the description too, but another recommendation here is the Skills Reaction Ball. It looks kind of like a model of a molecule that you would see in chemistry class. I still have one in my backpack, and you can bust this out at any time to do some quick little hand-eye drills. And I also put a link to a video that kind of does some drills with it. The next big thing to do on dry land is hip mobility and flexibility. Your moneymaker in this sport are your hips, and you need to take care of them. Stretching and mobility exercises will keep you in the game longer, and it helps you build that explosive strength that you need for the egg beater as a goalie. And there are just a bunch of resources on the web for this, so I'm not really going to put a direct link in the show description. One thing you can think about is trying yoga. I took classes in college, which is a long, long time ago, and I didn't really know anything about yoga at that time, but I was just looking for an extra non-water polo related workout to do in the off season. And when I was doing it, I found it to be great for my hamstrings and hips. Now, the best part for me was I did this at night, and then I rode my bike downhill to Canyon View Aquatic Center. I popped the bolt on the gate, and then I would sit in the hot tub for about 30 minutes. For pure strength, you need to hit the gym. And if you want a strong egg beater in the water, you got to be a gym rat. And you should be doing this if you have access to a pool or not. And the lifting that I'm talking about is you have the general overall weightlifting, but really for the goalie position, you have squats and deadlifts. Cleans, snatches, kettlebell swings, lunges. These are all great explosive moves. And I try to get my goalies to embrace, these exercises and that they should be the person on the team that deadlifts the most. Ideally, with weightlifting, you would get on a year-round program. So you would have strength phases, power phases, hypertrophy phases, and recovery phases. There are apps out there that can help with this, and they're pretty cost-effective. One that I can think of immediately is Volt Athletic. It's been a few years since I tried it out. It's a decent beginner program. It tracks you and designs your workouts based on when your season starts. I found myself swapping out a lot of exercises to increase the difficulty. But if you need something to keep you honest and to easily track what you're doing, then take a look at it. And I'll put a link in the description for that as well. A big caveat with all this lifting, especially the Olympic lifts that I mentioned, is that they need to be done with correct form, or you could really hurt yourself. So make sure you get someone that can coach you properly and really train you on the best techniques to do those lifts. Now, you may roll your eyes at this, but CrossFit is something to look at. It's not cheap, but each workout involves an Olympic lift or two. So you're going to get strength, explosiveness, and overall conditioning. I did this for a while in my early to mid 30s, and I had a resurgence in my egg beater strength. It was pretty amazing. Now, the drawback is, again, it's expensive, and you're not on a year-round program that's designed to help you peak at the right moment during your season. Just some other ideas for dry land workouts or cross training are spin classes, running hill sprints, getting a weighted vest and going on for a long hike that goes up and down a bunch of hills. A big one is just play other sports. You know, you have basketball for hand-eye coordination and explosiveness. It's the same with volleyball. You have tennis for hand-eye coordination and cardio training. And if you're in high school or even younger, you need to be playing other sports. Even if water polo is the sport you really, really love, playing those other sports will help reduce repetitive motion injuries. And just getting experience with all these other sports and other teams, it's going to make you a better all-around athlete. And it's going to make you a better all-around water polo player. Again, thank you, Harper, for the question and give me some motivation to get off my butt and do the podcast again. For the rest of you out there, if you have a question, you can email me. My email is in the description. And if you want to hear your voice on this podcast, you can leave me an audio question through the link in the description too. Until next time, and hopefully that isn't another year from now.